Noel, tell me about your reaction to becoming the next council president.
It's a great feeling, Joe, to be honest with you. You know, I've been on the council now for 6 years as a councilor at large, and taking over as a council president now after a few years of being on the council, and understanding all the different personalities of the different members up there. I was just kind of looking at it. All of them have served some type of elected office now for 4 years, every member up there. And we're all the way up to 18 years, actually make that 16 years. So, you know, you have a wide variety of experience, but then you have some new innovative ways to do things. So I'm looking forward to it.
What was it like being back in the council chambers, you know, for the first time in almost 2 years?
Phenomenal. I'll be honest with you. Over the course of the last, obviously, 22 months with the COVID-19 pandemic, it's been difficult sometimes to articulate some of the voice inflections and talking to each other and having that interaction together. Being on Zoom like we are today, it's a little different. You're not getting the mannerisms with certain people, and I think we had it last night. And, you know, we've gave the option, and I've given the option, thank you to you, to QATV, to allow folks and counselors to actually Zoom at home. So some of them will be able to, actually Ann Mahoney and Chuck Phelan were doing it by Zoom, and we had five counselors in the chambers, and we did two were earlier in the day with Brian Palmucci and Bill Harris, so they got sworn in a little earlier in the day.
What's the plan going forward, Noel? Do you hope to have in person as much as possible?
Yes, and I'd like to give an option. Some folks don't feel as comfortable coming in the chambers, but the wide variety consensus is they want to stay back in the chambers. Obviously, it's a little bit of a surge of the COVID right now. This particular variant is a little bit more contagious, but less deadly, I guess I could say. And I'm not an expert at that, but there is a little bit of a surge. Our next meeting isn't going to be till January 24th. It's almost 3 weeks. And we're looking forward to working with you, QATV, to allow the audio to come through. And we had a little bit of a miscommunication. It was a little, you couldn't hear them from audio, but we're going to work that out. And hopefully by the 24th of this month, we'll have that option.
So you spelled out a few priorities last night, the public safety complex, the special education center. What do you think are some of your biggest challenges going forward this year?
Some of the biggest challenge, I think, obviously, is getting through this COVID-19 pandemic. It is definitely given a hiccup, and it's set back our businesses, our restaurants. They need to be able to survive, Joe. And you know, I don't want to talk about a shutdown, but if you have another shutdown, these folks are not going to be able to survive. And folks are always complaining in the city about these blight properties and restaurants closing. And what can the city do to provide these services so they stay, you know, active and continue to be prosperous? And sometimes we have no control over that. The way the world is running today, we almost have zero control. And folks, you got to understand that we're trying to keep these restaurants open. But if they close and they have the right to sell it, sometimes these blight properties become buildings. And unfortunately, I don't want that. But it's the reality of the market-driven thing. So I think the biggest challenge that we have facing forward is to make sure that we have, you know, keep the, I guess they call the harmony of the neighborhood, the complexity, the image, and not do too much construction. But there's a lot of blight properties out there, Joe. And if they're sitting out there for a couple of years, and you're driving by that property going, it used to be something over there, but it's not developed. Somebody, a developer, is going to find that and buy it. And you know, it's we live in America. This is, they can almost do what they want to do by right. So we have to, that'll be a challenge. And then obviously what has happened, I hate to say this, is they've printed a lot of money. And it's caused some type of inflation. Well, things go up, costs go up, materials go up, construction costs go up. So I think our biggest challenge is how to get the proper funding in for a lot of the projects moving forward. They're going to cost more, I'll be honest with you. And, you know, on top of that is cost of living goes up. So everything is going to go up, and we have to find that happy medium balance for taxes and a quality of life for our citizens. I think that'll be the biggest challenges with our public safety, new public safety headquarters, and our Richard DeCristofaro, special education center.
Going forward, Noel, how about committee assignments? How are you going to handle that now going forward?
Right now, the three committee assignments for the big three, obviously finance. We have Chuck Phelan, oversight. We have Dave McCarthy. Oversight is Brian Palmucci, and ordinance is going to be Dave McCarthy. Right now, I only have three committees that I've really zeroed in on yet, and other ones are obviously five or less members. And those ones are all nine of us are there. So those are the three big threes, I call them, that all nine members are a part of.
Sure. Okay, very good. I know your time is limited for me. I really appreciate talking to you. Anything else you'd like to share with folks right now?
Yeah, Joe, you know, I'm looking forward to working with you and over the next couple of years here. And I'm looking forward. I want to thank a lot of people that made it last night. You know, City Clerk Crispo really put together a nice thing. Another thing, Joe, is we usually had the inaugurations previously in the past when the mayor had, you know, obviously 2-year seats and then 4-year seats. We're in the middle of the mayor being in between his term. So he'll have his obviously his midterm address. But, you know, thinking back of all the inaugurations that we've had over the years, I remember being with other bodies of government. So when I first got elected in 8 years ago as a school committee member, we had all three bodies of government together. And then 6 years ago, we also had the mayor and the other school committee members when I was on the council. So last night was just a little different. And I think we did a great job with having our inauguration. Actually, it was only for us. So it was great. But, you know, the Girl Scouts of America, you know, the Quincy Girl Scouts did a great job, and the ROTC and Father Martin came over and did our benediction. So I want to thank a lot of people that got together last night and made it happen. We obviously have a lot of hiccups with COVID ramping up here and surging a little bit. But Joe, I'm looking forward to working with you here and giving the proper information to the residents of the city and making sure we work with the different departments. I think the biggest message last night that we talked about was we are the legislative body of government, and then the executive body is the mayor. And, you know, we have to work together to make things happen and work together to move the city forward and make it better. And sometimes we're going to disagree on some things, and it's being respectful with each other that we're going to move the city forward in the right direction. Being in government today at any level you're at is very difficult. You're dealing with a lot of controversy, you're dealing with a lot of criticism, but the only way to do this is to move forward and work together. And you know, there's so many votes that are going to happen in front of us, and we're going to have to work collectively to move it. So, Joe, I know you got a lot going on with your stuff at QATV. I'm glad. I hope you had a great new year. We're looking forward to 2022 and really, really getting, past this COVID. I don't know how long it's going to be around for. It's something that we're going to have to live with every day until we can get it to subside. So I appreciate your time today, Joe, and let me speak and talk to everyone.
It's our pleasure, Noel. Look forward to working with you and getting these updates after the meetings on our Tuesdays, as we did with the President Liang for the past 2 years. So I know you'll pick up the torch and carry it. Thanks again.
Thank you so much, Joe. Have a good day.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.